And so your name is Orley Sears. And what do you call this place here where you live?
Walker Creek.
Walker Creek. Uh-huh. And so you were going to tell me about that story of them Billy Rocks. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
And it's amounted to anything in the World Civil War. He took his horse back there and hit his horse, keep killing his horse, mare, whatever it was. That's all but I ever heard about.
Mm-hmm. And he hit his horse back in the rocks?
Huh?
He hit his horse back in the rock there?
Yeah, under a rock. Used to be a rock. Big rock there. And he wandered.
Uh-huh.
What was his name? Billy who?
Billy. I don't know if it was Billy Sears or not.
Uh-huh.
And was it? What were they? Did people do him some harm? I mean, people were looking for him or something?
Yeah, he was dodged in the war.
Uh-huh.
They caught up to him, didn't they?
Huh?
They caught up to him, didn't they, eventually?
I think so.
I heard that they caught him and shot him or something like that.
Do you ever hear anything like that?
No. There was little Bill Sears. They were looking for him. He rode a horse and carried news in his saddle blanket for the Democrats.
But he wasn't the same one.
No, he wasn't the one.
So they named the rocks after him up there just because he hit out up there. The rocks that the rocks are named after?
After old Billy.
Because he was hiding out up there, huh?
Yeah.
And it was only because they were trying to get his horse.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a big difference between what I heard. I heard several different stories. One that he was a spy, and that he would spy for both sides. Did you ever hear anything like that? Oh, well.
Would you know anybody who'd know more about the story of that? Anybody you know of?
Let's see. All old people. They didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Orley Sears down here, he's pretty old. He might know more about it.
Uh-huh.
He's living over at Cali Lamb's now, isn't he?
No. He down at Jules.
Huh.
Jules Sears.
Is that close to here?
Huh?
Is that close to here?
Yeah, you see the house pretty near it, right down the road there.
Uh-huh. Well.
He know more about anybody else around here.
Do you like music?
Huh?
Do you like music?
Oh, yeah.
Fiddle music?
Yeah.
That's what I thought Tom was talking to you about.
Yeah, he said he played the banjo, didn't you?
Huh?
Did you say you played the banjo?
I used to. It's been a long time.
Still got a banjo?
No. I ain't got
none. Oh, I like to play the banjo.
You do?
I like to knock it, you know. Is that the way you play?
Yeah.
Yeah, old time style. What's your favorite piece?
Huh?
What's your favorite piece?
Oh, I'll try to play that Minner on the Hook.
Minner on the Hook? Minner on the Line, fishing with the girl that they call Caroline. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Anybody else around here play any music?
No. Frank Sandy around here used to play the fiddle. He'd pack that fiddle around all the country. Used to have dances.
Frank Sandy.
Yeah.
I've heard that name somewhere. Is he yet living?
No.
Huh.
He's dead.
Who's the old people up in the picture there?
Or
up on the wall.
That's my mother and dad.
Yeah, that's an old timer, isn't it?
Yeah. They had Frank Sandy was pretty hard to beat.
That right? Did you ever hear French Carpenter play?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I heard he was pretty fair.
He was good.
How about the old blind man, Ed Haley? Did you ever get to hear
who,
him?
Who?
Ed Haley. Ed Haley. Blind Ed Haley, did you ever get to hear him play? No? I heard he played in this country some. Old Doc White? You heard him?
Who?
Doc White?
Doc White, yeah. Avondale? Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll go down there and look for Ori.
Ori Sears.
You think we can find him down there, down the road here?
Yeah, he's crippled, you know.
Uh-huh.
A lunatic. But the car, the deed for that old Isaac, now he was Sawyers, not Sears at that time. And the deed, when they first came from Monroe County, it's recorded up at Sutton. You can go there and look at that. I've never had time. I have looked at that deed down there. This deed for this place is up there. Billy Sears, he married Betts Carpenter. She was a sister to Solly Carpenter. Solly Carpenter, he's historical.
Solly Carpenter, the fiddler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have the record where he even puts in them notes of Camp Chase. You know that he got it?
Yeah.
And Granny Betts, we call her Granny Betts, she married up her Sears baby. He married Betts Carpenter, Solomon Carpenter's sister. There's only two of them. And they lived real close there where Marvin lived, you know where that place? There, in a little log house. They moved there, they was four of them boys, came from Monroe County. They come in here deer hunting and they, you know, it's lots smoother and they stayed. They was Solomon and Johnny and Billy and Isaac. And during the Civil War, they got into, I even had that picture. I love history. And I had the picture of old Billy. So he's mean like. How many of them is he? But anyhow, he got to messing with the army, not the Confederacy. And his grandson told me, Lee Vaughn, said that, you know, you'd be sitting around the table, and you knew more about history than I speak now, do, but I'm a history bud.
No, I don't know too much.
And they would couldn't talk very much. They'd say, I'm going to the Union Army, or I'm going to the Confederacy. Well, they'd say, where would you get a musket? Well, them Sears is Isaac and Billy, they had them underneath the floor, what was told to me by the grandson. So you could go there and get your musket. Well, Billy was pretty old, like, you know, too old to go. And they warned him, told him, him and Isaac both said, quit, you know, doing that.
Oh, they were supplying muskets for the people who wanted to go fight for the Confederates.
Yeah. And so he wouldn't listen. So they went in with, they went in on him one day, and but he kept his horse. He had out there in the Billy Rocks. He took his mare, and Granny Betts said, now, Billy, you can't hide that mare. Said, that you know, they'd come through and take your horse. You left you with the oxen, and he took that mare, and he hid her there, and he made a camouflage, you know, and he would feed her. And he said, no, I'm going to keep my mare. And he did keep her. He fed her there all through the army war, and he kept her. So they went in and they knocked his kneecaps down. They said, you won't be running and telling stuff. And they went in and knocked his kneecaps down, and he couldn't walk very good. He walked on two canes. I had his picture. And if it wasn't a barefaced lie, I told, I don't care if that's in there. I got mad over it, didn't agree. Come and lied to me and got my picture. And then after the war was over, he had his mare. But little Bill, that was, he had two kids, Sally, she married Wes Sears, and little Bill. And little Bill was 4'11" tall. He joined the cavalry, couldn't ride. I don't think he could read and write, but anyhow, it was so many things he done. He would go and he spied. You know, as a spy. Mm-hmm. And one time right up there where the pond is, there was a little log cabin. There's only two houses, that one down there and that one up there. And he went up, there's a woman frying him some pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
And he fixed him a little lunch, and she said, oh, look out there comes seven of the Union Army. So he ran upstairs, you know, a little scuttle hole, went up there and went in a barrel. He was tiny. And he said they cleaned their muskets, and the muskets hit up through the cracks in that barrel. You know, he could have hit them. And he went and, when they left, he eat whatever she'd fixed him, and he took a hill, and he went out there and stayed in Billy Rocks, too. And they carried stuff to him to eat, or who it was. I mean, I don't know the people's name. And then he got out of here and went back to Charleston and went into Virginia. And he, oh, he was heroic. He fought all, he had the smallpox in the Shenandoah Valley, and he left his nose sort of copperish look. And one time they was near to catch him. He jumped off a road bank, and you know, some of his people, them women, wore them big hooped skirts. And little Mark told me, he said that he just darted under that woman's skirt, and she was going down the road, and he walked as she did. Oh, he had many close calls. And when he came, he married a woman by the name of Jane Perkins. Little Bill did. He had Becky Ann and Jim and little Morg. Was that all of them? Yeah. Becky Ann and Morg and Jim. I grew up around. And he came back, and then Isaac Sears' girl married Tommy Jefferson Jarvis. The Standing Rock, you don't know about it, do you? That rock up there above Orley Sears, it used to reach plumb out to the creek. Well, they stayed in there while they walled it up and built that house down there. That's the first people ever lived on Walker. It was Gwen's ancestor.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up and looked at the deed. It was bought in 1851. And during the Civil War, they caught him at Lee said, or his brother Isaac. And he went and, I'll have to take time to look about my corn a little bit. She came over here, my great grandmother, I can remember seeing her, his carpenter too. She was Solly's girl, the fiddle.
So you're related to Solly?
Distant, yeah. And I read all the history. They were the first people ever settled in Braxton County.
Yeah.
Was the S-A-W-Y-E-R-S and the carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
And she came over to visit Julie Ann, and Grandma Jude was over there that night, Judy told me. And anyhow, they went in there. He had a big two-story log house. And they caught him up, took him up, everybody knows this story, and took him up there back of Ray Hall's, you know where Ray Hall is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting on a rail fence. Anyhow, they burned the house, busted the gun, Grandma and Mr. They begged for the dried apples or what all they had, you know, and begged for the feather ticks and the bedding. And they said it was big snow. It was fourth day of February, 1862. At fourth night.
And who was this doing this to who? Yeah.
The
Union Army was doing it to the Confederacy. The Sears was with the Confederacy.
Yeah, okay.
They took him up there. He was Scotch-Irish. Took him up there and he said, they were parling. Ev told me this, she said it. His wife was Elizabeth Rawlson. And her people was with the Union Army in it. And they begged, because they knew, you know, relation Mary, said, don't kill him. And them two kids followed him, Martin and Pliny, and they were crying. They kept a seesaw on what they were going to do with Grandpa. And Grandpa got tired of him. He said, now shoot and be damned if I ain't tired of sitting here. And these Rawlsons begged for, you know, was relation to his wife. They said, don't kill him in front of them kids. Said, they'll never get over it. Said, let him go back there. His house is burned. He'll learn his lesson. So they did. They let him go back. He used to tickle me about Orley. Orley said, boys, I don't like them publicans. They shot it about to shoot Graham's hat. And then he, let's see, after she died, them kids all grown. He had 11 kids. And they died. After she died, he married. Glenn would have been your great grandfather. Married his wife, one Big Vern. They called her Vern Hardway. Grandpa Ike married Big Vern Hardway, and he lived to be 104 years old. And they said Uncle Billy and them Billy Rocks. They said that Ike and him have Grandpa Isaac to have hogs running out. Used to be, I think, hogs took a collar, and they said he'd throw a rope around a tree where them hogs was laying. He'd choke them to death. And they'd say, what are you going to do with that? And he'd say, Isaac, one of your hogs is dead. Well, Isaac said, let it go. Don't you eat that, Billy. If you don't care, I eat. He's the one that's choking it to death. He was mean. Like that. Now, he was mean.
I want to make sure I get who you are on there. Can you tell me your name?
I was a Sears, Mamie Sears Sammy.
Mamie Sears Sammy.
I never had time to look up. I'd write on that story I want about that farm down there. And that people, well, they didn't get into no trouble, Glenn's people didn't. Well, they were on the north side of Sammy's, but side of the Union Army.
So if you were on the wrong side, you were in trouble automatically with the other side.
Yeah, and they kept both parties, never got their house burned or nothing. And
there was a lot of trouble up through here.
Oh, yeah.
Lordy, I'll tell you a book, you go get it. You have to sign your life away in order to get it, but you must read that. It's unbelievable. What is the name of it, Glenn? All people tried to take it from me. I went to Spencer and Gunn and didn't get in trouble over it. You know how you, the early history of Braxton County, see, this was Braxton this time. Mm-hmm. And they cut clay off, you know, from Kanawha, you know. And I couldn't even tell you no wonder they hated. So I couldn't believe till you read that book and you'll know.
Mm. The early history of Braxton County.
You have to get to Spencer. And it ain't in the library. You go in the front there and get it. And what I done...
At the courthouse or something?
No, at the library. Yeah. I was tickled to death. Couldn't keep... I knowed some of the ancestors of what they're writing about. And I read that damn night till I read it. Well, Jim, my son-in-law, he wanted to read it. And then after he got through reading it, see, I just had so long, and Gail wanted to read it. And here the time ran over, they called me over, and I called and told them to get that back there. They supposed to take it back from me, you know. You just can't lay it down. Hmm. They even shot little kids, you'll read that in there, a Lee boy. They shot him, I believe it's in that one. I got me two or three while I was over there, but it was just the early history of Braxton County.
You know who it was by?
Uh-uh. And in there, one of them, I think it was in that one, or Glenn's cousin, he taught school 3 months for a cow. The cow has cost $10. Hmm. Boy, it's awful. They just shoot people, shoot their family because they weren't doing nothing because they were in the wrong side. Yeah. And they used to say they hated and they didn't want to marry and threw one another, and I couldn't, after you read that book, you'll understand. Hmm.
A lot of bitterness left over.
Oh, you can't blame them. Oh, that was sight. Little kid, a year old, shoot it from off of a hill. Hmm. And I had about them a capture, and see, they'd take them. They caught them. There's a lot of renegades just around, and you couldn't tell who was who. They caught Sully Carpenter and took him over to Camp Chase. And he swore allegiance to the Union. Yeah. They let him out, and he was down south and was over with. You know, down there.
Well, they let Sully Carpenter go after they had the fiddle contest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He fiddled with a man named Bowie.
Who?
Bowie.
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 He fiddled with him? What do you mean? Over
here? They had a contest.
Oh, yeah.
They had a contest, and then Sully put in...
Two extra notes.
Yeah. Did you ever hear?
Yeah. I play the tune. I'm a fiddle player.
Yeah.
Don't have a fiddle, do you?
No, I ain't heard it.
No.
Yeah, he paid for square dancing all over this country now.
I said they used to... You know up there, you don't see where Walter's house, they just... You remember seeing old house up there. Before they tore it down, I think it was 98 years old. They said, Frank Sandy and the fiddle. My grandmother lived to 103, and she said she'd danced there many a night. Mm-hmm. And she said that Frank and Fiddlin, Big Amos Tanner, wasn't it?
He done the dances.
He was 6'5", wasn't he? What Gay Rogers said he had to stoop over to come in your door.
Wow.
Are you from West Virginia?
Yeah, I live in the river Big Birch.
Big Birch River.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put this a little closer to you. I'm not afraid it's this. I'm too far away to pick you up.
You got a tape, babe?
Huh?
I asked you if you had a tape.
Yeah. Now, tell me about Sully Carpenter. Now, see, I never heard I never heard the details about who he fiddled with at Camp Chase.
Do you ever hear the record?
Yeah, I've heard French fiddle, yeah.
Well, he was a... See, they captured him around here somewhere, you know. And they took him over to Camp Chase and they held him there. I think he had 12 kids. I knew a lot of them.
Yeah.
And he took him over to Camp Chase. My great-grandmother, see, she was Sully's girl. Right. And he took him over to Camp Chase and... He was over there several months, and they said, well, we're going to have a fiddle contest, and I think there's 3 or 4 fiddlers, don't know, but there was a man in there by the name of Bowie. And they said, ever who wins the contest, we'll let them lease them, let them go home. So Frenchie's his boy.
Solomon,
he outfiddled, put 2 more notes in there, they call it Camp Chase.
Yeah.
and they fiddled out, they turned him loose, and he swore allegiance to the Union, but he didn't obey it. He was down south somewhere when it was over with. You know, he lied, went back down there. And my grandfather said it, Bill Burnside said he were going up Sugar Run. He knew Sully's around there. But he liked them, I mean, he knew them. But anyhow, he was with a Union man, you know. And he said he shot him, right? And he fell right beside of him. And he knew it was Sully, but he couldn't have no proof he was shooting out of the woods. And during that time, when that house over here, during the window, that was all connected, Jim Sears was a fiddler, Sawyer, and they went and even mashed his fiddle up. And I've heard this story, I don't know how true, they said, oh, he was mean, he's young. And they said the American Confederates come around, what they call that, Yellow Bank is coming to Tommy Jarvis' stale land. They claim he shot some out of the woods, you know, he run the ridge.
Now, you're saying that the Searses, their original name was Sawyers, and it got changed?
Yeah, the Sears woman, she ordered a census book, and she called me about, I don't remember what year. And I said, any Searses in there? And I said, they ought to be. And she said, no, they ain't a one. Well, I said, there's something wrong. Then I thought about them and tell me they changed their names. You know, they're Sawyers. I called her back. Yeah, they're four there. There was Isaac and Solomon. Now, Johnny, he went back to Monroe County, and Isaac and Billy stayed. The rest of them went back later, way later years.
Why'd they ever change their names?
A lot of people hard to tell what your name was then. You go look. Now, they was Jameses back then. They've changed their name to Jameses.
Maybe people didn't read or write, and they'd tell somebody the name, and they'd just write it down.
Oh, write it different.
They changed a lot of their names. I don't know why. I remember Thurman said, boy, said their real name was Sawyers. Well, that deed, they say, up there is in Sawyers' name. You know, old, if you ever want to go look at it, Isaac Sawyers. Mm-hmm. He owned 175 acres, you know, where Ray Hall all through there.
Yeah. Sunday.
And they deer hunt. They said all they'd take up there on Birch River somewhere, they had a post where they could sell it. Mm-hmm. But now old Sully Carpenter's people came here. In that book it told.
They came from Virginia.
Yeah. And they was, old Sully was born in what they call a lean-to. You've been all through up there? I've been there, and I wonder what in the world that was. Now, there's solid rock floors in them places and solid rock overhead, big as this house, and all they had to do was wall up on some of them rocks. And
I've been to that rock.
Yeah.
That's in Webster County. That's up on the Elk River up in Centralia.
And I've seen a lot of them places, like, you know, and I'd think, well, lean-to, I don't know what it was, but after I seen that, it wouldn't be bad with it.
Yeah, it's.
And he was born
three times as big as this room.
He was built to me. That's Shelburne Rock.
Rock was met.
That's the name of it.
That tomb was made after that place. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Frankie Carver people at.
Do you ever see the Golden Seal magazine?
Yeah, I had one. Somebody borrowed on me. Never did bring it back. It was about an old doctor was in there. Doc died a lot of one at Glen.
Yeah, old doctor
did die. Uh-huh, and they brought it to me, or somebody did. And I want to borrow it, and they never brought it back. I wanted to keep that on account of him.
Gary, didn't you say you had an article that was coming out this summer?
Yeah, well, I wrote the article in there about that has that solid rock in there. There's a picture of the rock in there.
See, they tell me, I've looked at it many times. I used to go out there every fall. I saw a bear track out there, and I ain't been back since.
Where's that?
Out there. Is that your land?
At Billy Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was down over the hill, me and my grandson. And I seen this big ant mound, you know. Mm-hmm. And I went down there, and it was a bear track. It was that big. Where he'd have dug in that ant mound, and I ain't been back since. Mm. You know, I go out there every fall. We should have took pictures, you know,
Well, you know, when that old barn got burnt down, they threw it all over into the Billy Rock. And then a couple of trees have been growing up in it.
Well, they said, Dad said he could remember when, see, old Billy just led his horse down around there. in all that plowing and tending ground, it went together more.
Yeah.
But Dad said he could remember when he was a boy, you'd just walk in there. And before you ever bought it, I went, told him, we don't have anything in Clay County, any tourist attractions or nothing, and I wanted that fixed up and they wouldn't talk about it. And some people over in here like their privacy, and they'll say, well, there'd have been a million people out there and into this and that, you know, how people live. Of course, I wouldn't.
So
now.
This Billy Sears, how old a man was he when
good. I just lived to be 104. Billy must, my grandpa said he lost his mind. You know, he could remember peeping through the crack when he was going to school. He died up there where Dallas lives, my brother lives. That same place. And they had a little building out there and they kept him in it and said he had a beard down here and said he'd cuss. I think he cussed like the British bloody. The Union Army's coming and Daddy said he'd be scared to death. I call him Daddy, my grandma. And he told me he'd peep through there and said he had a big beard down there and said he'd always a cussing about the Union soldiers are coming.
Yeah. Right till he died, huh?
Uh-huh.
And he lived to be 104.
No, that was old Isaac's, my great-grandfather. Old Billy was daddy, my grandpa said he lived to be about 100.
Oh, yeah.
And we lived all the way with busted kneecaps.
Yeah. I had this picture. I don't like to talk about it, you know, it makes you mad. And I wrapped it all up, my aunt gave it to me, you know. And she said, maybe you always like that and listen to stories. She said, I'm going to give you that. She said, I'm getting old and I can't keep it. I was so mad at her, poor thing. So Glenn's relation come in and told me a lie about her. I was mad at my aunt. Poor thing was in the hospital she never even seen. And there, and one day it just come to me. And I said, Aunt Osh, did you see so-and-so, not name her name? And she said, no, I never even seen him. They lied to me to get that picture. That's the holy truth. And I was mad for weeks when I went over.
Yeah.
I too, you know.
That mill could be.
Well, the picture's gone now.
Huh? Yeah, they got it. It's
where the mill uncle was. My grandfather. That was mine.
Well, you know, they could make a copy of it if they.
Yeah, that's what you're going to do. But yeah. Bill, that was his
where
grandfather,
they
little Bill, wasn't it?
They lived in Arizona.
Do you know where Billy Sears, do you know where he's buried?
Yes, I do. He's buried over there. They, no markers, and it's out in the field for, Judy told me that been her great-grandfather one.
Yeah.
They, it's out in the field. I'll tell you who could tell you, Garnet Vaughn. And one of Lee Vaughn's kids buried there, and Elizabeth Ross, and that's old, that's Isaac's wife. And old Billy, they're all buried in a little row there.
Where, in what field?
Right over from Denzel, Oren Vaughn.
Oh.
Looking up from that barn.
Yeah, I know where, yeah.
You know what barn
they just threw that cemetery out.
It's up in there somewhere. I never told about it. People told me.
Yeah. Well, Larry Vaughn lives on there now, right? Yeah, the postman?
Yeah. That.
Yeah.
They never even made no tombstones or put up there or nothing.
Well, they said that's where
he's
buried at.
I used to think he'd buried out here, but he wasn't after I searched it down.
Sister,
bitch,
I hear her talking about she's been in that cemetery.
Yeah, Judy goes went there.
I don't know.
Judy said they hunted one half a day before they found him. And said there was a big log fell near it.
Hmm.
It was, you have a hard time of finding anything.
Yeah.
Out there, I work in that cemetery a lot, me and Glenn. And you can pull up a rock, you can find initials on it. You know, you can tell. I worked 20 years of getting that story about this farm. People would help me, and then I'd run out of place and lay it up. And I'd give up, and then we couldn't find no marriage dates or nothing. And Glenn's cousin went to Calhoun County over Grantsville, and she found where this old married there. And we looking, you know, right,
yeah.
Couldn't find it. Do you like it in West Virginia? Are you from Maryland?
Yeah, I was born in Washington, D.C. Yeah, I like it. We've been here since 75. We bought the place in 73.
Pretty place over there.
Yeah. Oh, you can't beat West Virginia for a place to live.
There ain't no work over there.
That's a problem, isn't it?
I get a lot of work, no pay. I can't very good either. Yeah. You keep cattle?
Yeah, I run some cattle, and that's Jerry here. He runs sheep.
Sheep? I couldn't get around them. I'm allergic to wool, meat, and everything. You got a lot of them?
No, I just have a few. Got about 10 head or
so. You had the funniest looking cow where I ever saw in my life.
Brown Swiss.
I've seen brown Swiss. That thing had spots, and I stood and looked at that cow for I don't know how long.
Spots?
That's been several years. Uh-huh.
Well, it
was awful fun. It was pretty.
All my cows came from that one big brown Swiss I had. So whatever, whoever the daddy was, you know, that's what I got, you know, for the first couple of years. I never had. She always found somebody.
She was over on Walker, and I said, I know that cow. I've seen her over at that man's place.
Yeah, she, Oh, yeah, I chased her. We were up at Orley's, and I come a chasing them one year and came over here, and someone said they were down the road and been in someone's garden, and then I found them penned up in his barn over there where he'd, you know, caught him for me when I was glad because I was tired. Because I'd been all through my farm, way out on the ridges and everywhere, and then finally, this is the last place I looked.
Oh, you people used to travel that ridge awful lot.
Yeah,
I've had... your heart, yeah, actually.
It's gotten better. There were people cutting fences when they went through there. You know, they would cut the fences.
Oh, it makes me... They don't lay them up like you used to enough. We nailed up everything we could. But now them drillers come in here and they tore up paper.
Oh, they tore up everything.
Would they drill on you?
Yeah.
Did you get gas?
Too well. I got gas, yeah. But, oh, it wasn't worth it. If I could have had a choice, you know, it wasn't worth...
Believe me, I had to pack groceries around that flat and down that hall. That fixed pretty good back, you know.
That took us 2 years. They weren't going to fix ours. I had to write letters and everything. It took me 2 years to get them to fix it.
You should seen our matters. Where they went, we'd haul manure and put in the roads where they had, we ain't never gone fixed back. No, they really do. Did they pay any damage?
Oh, no. I almost, that big brown Swiss I had, she got drowned in the mud almost. She was up to her neck in the mud that was coming down that holler from that second well.
Uh-huh.
She came up from the top meadows and came down through that mud and just sunk right up to her neck.
I've seen a man just a back sticking out right down, you know, right down the road there. I said, that one's gone. I see two collie dogs on her and she flounced and hit in a creek. You flounced up out of it. Oh, it was a mess. Yeah. Oh, there's an awful lot of history on Walker and Braxton, you know, around where you live. That was a lot of skirmishes and stuff. They said, Lee told me, said one time he was in McCune, he couldn't call it, talk plain, call him Tip Tap. Right up there where Ernie Flowers lived, there was spring over in there. And said there was three or four Union armies there, you know, getting them a drink of water. Said they looked down the road and a whole bunch of Confederates are coming. And that Tit Tat, everybody knowed him, said, he said, I say do halt, but the Union army run off into the woods, you know. Said they didn't pay a bit of attention to him, you know, he's silly like. And they just went on and left him. That Billy, though, he... One time they said he hadn't had nothing to eat for a long time, and he ran on these people. Family had a red cow. Said he hated to kill her, but he killed her. He cut off her hams, put them on his horse, and said he was a roasting or cooking something. And he heard him a call on that cow, soup ready. He done everything little Bill did. Mm. He must have been smart to get by with all he did.
But he went down that different sulfur, he ate them acorns, didn't
he? Yeah, he did. He went to North Carolina, you know where them dismal swamps is? Decimals or dismal, which are they?
Dismal.
And they had a bite for 7 days, him and seven more men won it. And little Bill heard them say, they said, we're going to eat the smallest one. And that night he snuck away in that swamp, you know, he'd run off from the rest of them. He'd some kind of gourds that growed in there. And you ought to tell that story about that, when, what they done to us over there. Anyhow, he gourds was in there, I don't know how many days, and wandered out. He got out of there himself. But he was in there. He stayed hid from, you know, they had
they were going to eat small.
They were going to eat him. Uh-huh.
That was in wartime.
Civil War, yeah. And one time it was kind of funny. Orley's awfully. He kept Civil War going. He'd talk about the Civil War. Well, there's a boy he's honoring, and his snake lived on this creek. So Orley sent us a valentine. And we laughed about it, him and Bill. We laid up on the old mantle there, and we just laughed about it, and that was all said. And I went up a creek, and Ev said, "Boy, Orley's going to kill you." And Glenn said, "You first sent him and cussed him in a valentine." I said, "That's a lie. We never sent no valentines this year." "Oh, he knowed the valentine," she said. "It's the one he sent you, fellas. And I got Charlotte or one of them kids and come right back home." I said, "Glenn, you better get in your truck and go up there and tell him different." And Glenn got in that truck and went up there. Glenn said, "That's the oldest valentine you ever read." Said, "Go to the dismal swamps one night and eat them, you little Bill one, eat them egg gourds." Yeah, that's a beating on.
He come up there and he said, "You get if I take him?" I said, "No, I don't talk about it. Send him back to him." He wrote all kinds of stuff on him, send him back to
Orley. Orley thought Glenn Lee done.
He was really mad.
Glenn said, "Orley, yeah, don't you know that?" Said that Bill Hensley done that.
Yeah, Bill, he lived down there right over the bank where old Chingley is. That boy did. He run it anyway, and he helped Orley send him to me, mainly, and then he come up there.
Got rid of all kinds of stuff on him, send him back to Orley. Funny one.
He said, "You get what I take him?" I said, "No, go ahead." And then he turned around and sent him back to him. Cost cussed him and everything. Go to the dead on the floor, he's got to make go to the old Copperdome somewhere, big brother.
They called little Bill Copperdome, yeah. He'd holler at him, call me.
That's what they called him, Copperdome.
The boys you seen going up the road, you said you're on Walker, and they'd holler something about the Union Army, and he'd holler and tell them to go you know where. They said he's comical. And they said that he's buried at the Cam Fox graveyard in Braxton County up there somewhere.
Who is?
Little Bill is.
Now, is Little Bill different from the other Bill?
Yeah, it's his son.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. And Little Bill's the one they call Copper Nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They said he knows kind of copper where he had them smallpox. About killed him, he had him die. Well, they'll kill you, boy. He must have been tough to stand him, wasn't he?
He must have been.
They said he, I've heard people tell me I never seen him. I seen his pictures. I wish people would gather up all that history. Oh, heavens, don't ever tell me to. I want to know who this married, had 10 kids, who that married, and how many kids they had. And I want to be alive right, and he wouldn't. I told Glenn, I'll write it. So I got dates, and I wrote on that and wrote on that, and I'd run out of stuff. And then somebody give me a little more information, this, that, and the other, and I got dolls on that place down there.
You know about Bob lives up the road up there? He's a fiddler.
Now, I've heard about him, but I never have met him.
Yeah, he fiddles a lot.
Where's another thing he does?
He lives up at Holler up there. What's
he collects old-time music, and he's got music. Ward Arnold, you ever hear Ward Jarvis?
Yeah, I knew Ward Jarvis.
You did?
Yes, I did.
And you knew Ward Jarvis?
I used to go see him in Ohio.
Yeah.
He's only been dead about 2 years.
Yeah.
He's got tapes of him.
He has a lot of tapes.
Yeah, I've got tapes of Ward Jarvis. Yeah.
You know, in my book, I ain't much, but I believe he was the best old-time musician I ever heard.
He's good. I learned a lot of tunes off Ward Jarvis.
You did. One in there said, "Where'd you learn?" I said, "I learned off of Wally Sears, wasn't it?" Them carpenters, when you hunt it down, they wrote a power of them air fiddle tunes, didn't they?
Yeah.
Them carpenters was part Indian.
That's right. Now, if your grandmother was, great-grandmother, was Sally Carpenter's?
Girl.
Girl. Mm-hmm. That'd make him your great-great-grandfather. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can remember that one. She had great big long, she was pretty like, but she had big plaits that big. And then to top it all off, my other great-grandmother was pure Cherokee. She was Jenny Williams from off of a reservation, you know. Somebody said the Sears was awful good to work, they mixed them up with the Carpenter.
Do your people sing any, did they?
None of them. They just fiddled her music, some, most of them. Well, Isaac's, no. Enoch's girls, that was one of Isaac's boys. Them girls could play fiddles and banjos. They said Ellie used to fiddle and Dory played the banjo, wasn't it, Glenn?
Yeah.
No, I couldn't sing or play or nothing. And I'd Frenchie Carpenter. A lot of people liked his music. I like Frenchie, but I never thought it was great, did you?
I like some of the things he played awful well.
You did?
Yeah. Some of them.
Now, young people, I played for them, and first time they said they didn't like it, and then they'd say it kind of dawned on them they liked it.
Did you ever hear a man named John McCune?
Uh-uh.
I've heard about him, and I think he did that around Orma somewhere.
I've heard of Tom McCune, he played the banjo. Glenn's grandfather, they said he was a real fiddler.
You tell me, I've heard of him. I've heard people talk of him.
Well, you know, a fiddler back in them days, they made pretty good money. They'd go play for dances and I'll tell you this story. Thurman Sears told me this. They were blind fiddlers. Did you ever hear any of his?
Ed Haley.
Yeah. Boy, couldn't he play. How do you know all that stuff?
I love music, old time music.
You do? Well, it was Ed Haley. And it was in about 1929, and this cousin of mine, he was a good person as ever was, but he loved foolishness, you know. And he said he had Ed Haley was bad to drink. And they were having a reunion, or having a